Okay, let's go. For 5 minutes, we'll learn. Achre 52, second column. Okay. Okay, see, I've base. Beit Chav Zion. 53. I've base. Okay, the Alter Rebbe asked, and the Pasuk, why does it say twice the Lashon of Tetaru? Yes, why is it Aseret Beit Tshuva, the day established for Tshuva? Why isn't the whole year good for Tshuva? And also, the Chayre, Tshuva means you ask Hashem forgiveness, which means you heard Him, and therefore you ask forgiveness, but L'Chayre Hashem couldn't care less what we do. So why is there a concept of asking forgiveness? So the Alter Rebbe started explaining there's a difference between being Mashpia, something over the shoulder, which called the Risas HaChayrai, meaning you don't shine face to face in a way that you really want to do it. And so then the Alter Rebbe started speaking about what's greater, Torah or Mitzvahs. Okay, he said, Godul Talmud Shemeli De Maisa, which means L'Chayrai, that Mitzvahs are greater. Yet we say, Kochav Sechel Yeshua, even Mitzvahs are not compared to Hashem. Okay, so he says like this, Vinyin, it says in the Shema, these words, what does it mean, these words? What words are we talking about? The words of Krishna. We say, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that's it, Dibar Tabam. Ba'emes, Mitzvahs, Krishna, B'shachas, V'avos, B'lvad, V'lo Kol Hayom. L'cheira, Dibar Tabam means you should speak a whole day, like we said, b'shachbo, you go to sleep, you wake up, when you travel. That means the whole day you should speak words of Shema. But l'cheira, mitzvah Krishma, shachis, harviz, bulvav, leikol ayim. The mitzvah Krishma not to say Shema whole day, only in the morning and at night. Ve'ech nama v'dibar d'bam b'shivtcha b'veisach v'lechtcha. The mashma kol ayim v'chol alaylo tamid, which implies continuously 24/7, is v'dibar d'bam b'shivtcha v'veisach v'lechtcha. The Dibatavam simply means it goes on the level of Teda, of Shema. So he says, therefore we must say, the Dibatavam means Divrei Teda. It can't mean the words of Shema, because Shema is only twice a day. What are we saying here? The Dibatavam refers to Teda, which is continuous. But that's not the simple meaning of the Pasuk. Which words? These words refers to Shema. And now we say with the Bar Tabam, you should be speaking words of Shema. L'cha'eda, we just got to explain it can't mean Shema, because Shema is only twice a day. With the Bar Tabam is continuous. So he says, what is it going on? He says, Achini neida, pirish milus echod. What does the word echod mean? Shulavade b'shemayim v'oretz. Uvedalud ruchas ha'ilam, that Hashem is echod. Meaning, the only being in heaven and earth, k'mei sholavad k'edem b'riyas ha'elam. What does echad really mean? Even though it says echad and not yachid, but here echad really means like the concept of yachid, that the only thing that exists is Hashem. Like it says, ani Hashem lo shenisi, mishum de kula k'mei k'lei mamash chshivik. Ve'en ha'elam is tefsi mokum klal, and the worlds don't exist. The only thing that exists is Hashem. Baruch Shem k'lei malchus ha'elam v'ed. And for Malchus, the Sava B'riyas Elam is Me'ayin Liyesh. But, in other words, what creates worlds? The level of Malchus. But Hashem himself is above world. So Echad means the way Hashem exists as the only existence. And like we say, Yachid Chayo Elami Melech, meaning Hashem is Yachid. Right? There's only Hashem. Chayo Elamim, this that the world exists, that's only because Malchus, Yochid Che'olamim Melech. For Malchus exists, but as far as Hashem himself is concerned, Echad, there is no world. But the level of Malchus, with the Shechinus Uzi, Hashechenes B'tachteinim, when does the world exist? In the level of Malchus, to Ribi Ravavisim Sumim, which Nigla Kveid Malchusei, okay? So he says like this, what does Echad really mean? That Hashem is the only existence. V'ilazes, therefore, what does the Pasuk continue? V'yahavtas Hashem elokecha mamish, you'll come to love Hashem. If you realize that the only existence in the world is Hashem, and there's nothing else but Hashem, so of course you're going to love Hashem. This is called Ava, but also Libali Bata Levi's Bach Mamish, to be Nechlelos or Betele B'Metzias, to become Mamish, one Marian Savdukala Kamekele Chod Mamish Choshev. And that's what Echod V'Yahavta means. How is it possible V'Yahavta to love Hashem only through the meditation in the level of Echod? Nimshach Yezavarus Nevishal Yezavaya Mamishal Kacha. Haino Mishum Eitze Kateira, but how do you do that? In other words, what is the Hizbeininess in Echod that makes V'Yahavta? Hizbeininess in Echod is already Teira. The meditation, the word Echod, the way Hashem is Yochid and all that, that's through Teira. Like it says, Eita Erka Salma, She'erda Teira, Eita Kodibachu Kesalma. It's like a garment that Hashem dresses himself with in Teira. That the essence of Hashem is in Teira. So therefore, what's this whole thing, V'Yahavta Echad, and the Zbeinus of Echad creating V'Yahavta, is a level of Teira. Therefore, the Bar Tabam is going on Shema. In the level of Hashem Echad, to create V'Yahavta, that's through his Zbeinus with meditation, which is Teira. And he said, that's why he says...
Going back to this, saying Shema the whole day means you're learning Torah the whole day?
Yeah. Not saying Shema all day. This is a V'dibarta Bam, refers to Torah, which is continuous. I, the mitzvah Shema, is only twice a day.
By learning Torah, you're...
By meditating in Echad and V'yahavta a whole day.
Which is learning Torah.
Which is learning Torah. So then you create the V'dibarta Bam. That's the V'dibarta Bam.
It's as if you're doing saying Shema the whole day?
The meditation of Shema, yeah.
V'dibartabam is learning Torah.
Is learning Torah. Even though V'dibartabam simply means...
Learning Torah.
No, V'dibartabam simply means Shema. Because if all you advarim o'ela, what ela, advarim o'ela, these words of Shema that we just said. V'dibartabam. So he says, hey, that can't mean that, because Shema is only twice a day. And V'dibartabam is a whole day. So he says, V'dibartabam means the Torah of Shema.
Pashab Shat of V'dibartabam is one of the places in Torah you find that you have the mitzvah of learning Torah. No?
That's not the simple meaning. The simple meaning of the V'dibartabam is in the words of Shema. Look, V'ayu Advar Mo'ela.
Okay.
What words? Advar Mo'ela. What words? Shema and V'yohavta. Yeah? Shanei V'tabachayim Alav V'vecha and V'dibartabam.
Shema.